Hi, and welcome to the first episode of Dr. YOLO. You only live once, so why not make it count and live your best life? Hear from experts in their field on our health and wellness podcast. We will be discussing trending health topics and tips to living your one and only best life. This podcast is brought to you by Topline MD, a health alliance of top quality docs with a mission to elevate the patient experience. I'm your host, Dr. Geetha Nair. Today I have joining me Monica Reyes. Monica Reyes is a life strategist, speaker, and a truth seeker. Ooh, I like that. Born in New York City and living in Miami. Her global mission is to spread the movement for more peace and connection in the world by spreading messages and teaching lessons for awakening, awareness, and authenticity. She shows you how to liberate yourself from your past so you can live in the present. Monica is a mama and a wife who believes in family first. Monica, liberate us. How do you liberate us? So we're all about one life, best life. How do we do that? How are some, you know, what are some ways that we can make our life the best and live with intention?
So that's a really great question. And first off, thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I'm really excited. I love everything about it. And I love what you guys are doing over here. So living intentionally, you know, that's the million-dollar question. You know, and I think it starts off with first, what is it that you want? You know, it's very interesting to me that when I first meet somebody, and really when I just speak in front of, you know, big crowds, and really the number one question is, what do you want? A lot of people don't ask that question to themselves. They just kind of wing it. They go through life really by default. You know, maybe they got into a job that that they were placed in, or, you know, they're taking over a family business, or just kind of going through life, going through the motions and never really stopping to ask themselves, what is it that I want? Rather than living life based on what society wants or my parents want. And so that's really where it starts, is really disrupting the, you know, the automatic life that sometimes we live in this robotic motion, and asking, what is it that I desire? I think it starts with that question.
Sure. Gosh, what do we all want? I mean, we all want so many different things, right? Peace, happiness, money, all kinds of stuff. So how do you figure out what you want? I guess, because there's so much that we want, right? So how do you figure out what you want and then go about getting it?
So, you know, it starts off in my own personal journey. And from what I've realized with clients is it starts by getting still. You know, when we're the noise in the minds and the noise of the external life, especially with technology today, you know, it can get very chaotic. And so when we get still and we get calm, that's really where all of those answers begin to reveal themselves, and life really does begin to reveal itself. And so I would say first getting still and getting calm, maybe perhaps by using meditation. Meditation is an incredibly powerful vehicle for that. And then once you begin to do that, then things start to, you know, oh, I'm feeling a little uneasy here, or I'm feeling like maybe I'm not so happy in my job, or maybe I'm, you know, something needs to shift, something needs to change, because our body is telling us, our body's constantly speaking to us through intuition, through bodily sensations, our emotions, our guiding system. But if we don't get calm and still enough to be able to hear it, we're constantly living outside of ourselves, and we're asking questions, looking at, you know, the external circumstances rather than going within. So I would say the first thing is to go within and to find out really, what is my body? What is my mind? What is my soul telling me to do?
Okay, so that sounds brilliant, right? Like your brilliant yellow dress, by the way, folks, she's wearing yellow for Dr. YOLO. I love it. So you haven't been to my house, but my house is the opposite of still. I'm a working mom. There's so much going on. I have a 7-year-old. So how do we find the time to get still? I mean, that it sounds like it starts with that. And in today's world, that seems like a tall order in itself.
You know, that's a really great question. I mean, I completely feel you, because my life is very similar. I have 2 kids, and one of them is 1.5 years old. And so
they won't sit still. How do you sit still, right?
Well, you know, how do you find time to brush your teeth? And why is that so important to you? You know, and so it starts off with the motivation. How, you know, important is it? And really, you might not experience that until you've actually experienced stillness and see what it can do for me. I can tell you that if I'm not I can tell you that if I don't meditate, I'm a completely different person than when I do meditate. I'm a better mom. I'm a better wife. I'm a better everything when I meditate. So everything just, you know, within me is clear. There isn't that noise. There isn't that chaos. So knowing that and experience that within itself, I find time for stillness. And you know, it doesn't have to be an hour. We don't have to retreat into a cave like a monk. We can start off with 3 minutes. So 3 minutes of time, lock yourself in your bathroom, lock yourself in your closet. I'm an attorney. I used to practice law. And when I was, you know, new mom, I had a huge business, multi-million-dollar business, staff of 40. And that was difficult. And what I found was the only way that I could get still and journal and meditate was leaving a few minutes early and parking my car on the side of the street before I got to work. And that is where, that was my meditation.
So I'm hearing that it becomes a habit, like brushing your teeth, and that you kind of get addicted to it, right? And you can't stop and you feel an immediate gratification. So it kind of, gotcha. All right. So I'm going to try this. Can you take us through a meditation? Could we do one real quick?
Oh, absolutely.
We can do that, right, guys? Yeah, it's our podcast. We get to do what we want.
Sure. So I would. I'll invite you for you as the host and any listeners out there that would like to try this. So just starting off by sitting wherever you are, putting your feet on the ground, hands on your thighs. Closing your eyes, and if you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes, maybe just bringing your eyesight, your stare down to the ground, and just begin deeply breathing. And that's really where it all starts. The beautiful thing about the breath is it's always happening in the present moment. So let's go ahead and just bring our attention to the breath itself and just begin to pay attention to where the breath enters and exits the body. And just noticing like a scientist, like an observer, noticing the breath, just noticing the mechanics of the breath, noticing the substance, like recognizing that the breath is your gateway to the outside world, your connection to the environment, just deeply breathing. Maybe bringing your attention to your chest as it rises and falls. Recognizing that you don't have to do anything at all to breathe. Your body is so magnificent that it has this intelligence that it breathes for you. And this is who you are, this intelligence, this infinite intelligence, this infinite wisdom, just being here right now, focusing on just the breath.
Monica, I'm already feeling awesome. And I don't even know, what was it, like 30 seconds, 60 seconds?
Yes.
So how long do you have to meditate?
You know, there is no have to. Let's take that word out. There is no have to. I would start off with 3 minutes. Set your timer for 3 minutes. And and really it depends on what resonates for you. So if you're a thinker, if you know that's one of your, like me, I'm a thinker, attorney. Using a vehicle or something to grab your focus. So maybe it's the breath. Maybe it's a mantra. You can use the word Sat Nam. You can use something like Om. Maybe you need something more physical. So Kundalini yoga could be something really great for you. Or yoga could using your physical body, or even a guided meditation. Really just find what resonates for you and go with it. Set it yourself, set up a challenge. You know, I'm going to do this for 7 days in a row and then celebrate the win and then do another 7 days.
Maybe we could do a Dr. YOLO challenge.
That's a great idea.
That. So, you mentioned something really interesting, right? So we always talk about this mind-body connection, the idea of bringing yoga into meditation. What is the mind-body connection? What does that mean? I mean, I feel great literally from just stopping and breathing. But what is it about the mind and the body? What is that fundamental connection that, it's the difference between just going out and going for a run or playing tennis versus meditating and also doing one of those things?
So, they are connected. They are one, right? And so really there is no real separation. You can even experience the loop, like if you think of something, it'll create an emotion and vice versa. The emotion might create the thinking. So just recognizing that there is absolutely a connection both with their own function and just seeing like where am I most connected. It's most people, from what I find, are not connected to the body. And especially if you've experienced any trauma, there's a disconnection of body. You know, we detach from the body, maybe perhaps because there's something painful, and we don't want to feel those emotions and those feelings. And if that's you, if you're feeling that sort of disconnection, then maybe doing more physical, you know, getting back, reconnect. That was me, actually. I was very disconnected to the body. Although I had a lot of body, what's called body awareness, I think because I had grown up in gymnastics and I was an athlete my whole life, but I didn't know how to connect to my feelings or my emotions. And I was always all in my head, so much so that I lost memories because I was never present. And so through Kundalini yoga, I got more connected to the body, which ultimately allowed me to, tap into my emotions, which ultimately allowed me to really be more aware of my thoughts and using the mind and body as this vehicle for higher consciousness.
I love it. I love it. So how do we become more self-aware? Because that's really what it is, right? It's a self-awareness of what you need. So how do we just become more self-aware?
So there are several ways to do that. I mean, even just setting the intention of I want to be more self-aware, energetically, things organize themselves. You'll see that, that's very helpful. We're speaking things into existence, just with our words, affecting the consciousness around us and the inner consciousness. The other thing I would say is meditation. Of course, meditation is a beautiful vehicle for that. And mindfulness, it affects the part of your brain called the prefrontal cortex, which affects all of those mindful functions, which affects self-awareness. You'll see, I love Kundalini yoga because it's more of a technology. It's very precise. It uses the angles of the body, mudras, and the hand motions and mantras. And it's very, very, very precise. And so if just doing that, say for 3 weeks, you will see that there will be an increase in self-awareness. You will start to all of a sudden, instead of being this, like, I'm living my life, I am the thought, or I am the emotion, I am the reaction. What you'll see is all of a sudden becomes the space between the thought, the space between the emotion. And now what's emerging is this silent observer. And now that's what we're talking about. Now, when you become the silent observer, you can catch yourself in a reaction and begin to respond. Now you've created this choice for yourself. That's really where you want to head to.
Monica, you have just an amazing, soothing voice, and you seem like you've got it all figured out. For the rest of us, right, that are just looking to be happier, we want happiness, we want peace, we want success. How do we leverage the mind, body, and our energy to do this? And like concrete tips. So for, our audience out there, just like 5 concrete tips. It's, relatively new in the year. How do we start, right? For all of us who haven't reached, Zen like you have, how do we get there, right? Because there was obviously a journey before you got to where you're at. So how do we get there for those of us that aren't there?
So I use a lot of strategy. So first off, I start off with what I want, right? And that goes for everything, right? So maybe it's, I want more peace. I want abundance. I want, what is it, right? And technically technically you already have it. Technically you're already there. You're already the potential, right? Because you are the universe. You technically already have access to all of this. You've just simply forgotten through the mind. Okay. But that's, we'll focus on the strategy. So what I would do is first start off with the vision, right? What is the vision? What does it feel like? What do you really desire? What feels most important to you? What has meaning for you, right? Start there. And once you can create this sort of vision, let's say vision for 90 days from now, okay? And then from there, work your way backwards, right? So what kind of affirmations would you maybe, or some intentions that you'd like to experience? So let's just use the example of abundance, or, I am abundant would be a really great intention, or really great affirmation. I would post it everywhere. I would set a reminder on my calendar. And so thinking about, all right, so who do I have to be in order to be abundant, right? So I have to probably have abundant thoughts. I have to have abundant behaviors. I have to act abundantly. All right, so what would have to change? What is the gap? How am I experiencing life right now? And what is the gap? And how can I, you know, close that gap. So what, you know, how can I start to reprogram my thoughts? So then I would first start to probably take some sort of inventory of like, how am I currently thinking? And maybe, you know, are there any aspects of my personality that are creating blockages for me? You know, there's something called, there's aspects of our personality called subpersonalities that create these, all these world views of what we believe. So maybe there's a part of you that is afraid of success, which is now blocking your abundance. So probably doing some work around there. What are some limiting beliefs? What are some fears? And then from there, how can I, you know, how can I act differently? What sort of things do I need to do to increase my abundance? Do I want to start a business? Do I need to set some goals? Do I need an accountability partner? Right. And so I would attack this like you would do anything else that you know, personal development, like you would do working, you know, maybe some business goals or professional development. That's what I do.
So Monica, we're gonna all work on that. You're gonna have to come back because clearly this is just the beginning. So last question, since we are the Dr. YOLO, You Only Live One Life podcast, how are you living your best life?
Oh, I love that question. I'm living my best life by being present. Really by being present here right now with you, by not thinking about anything else, by being present with my kids, you know, every moment I get, by being present with my husband, by living in gratitude and being thankful for what it is that I have, for the journey itself, for not making it, wanting it to be any different, even when it's mucky and ugly and gross, embracing the whole thing because we're, you know, it's exactly the way that it should be. So just being exactly where I am in every moment.
I love that answer. Monica, thank you so much for being our guest expert today. It's been a pleasure to have you on our show. We look forward to practicing these important life strategies so we can live up to this idea of you only live once. And thank you to our listeners. We have so much more coming to you, from myths about trending diets to tons of important health topics with top doctors. Subscribe to our channel and tune in so that you too can start living your best life.